It's considered the world's most dangerous asbestos product, loose asbestos insulation. And 40 years ago, most of the refined form of brown and blue asbestos was pumped into roof cavities of ACT and New South Wales homes. The Commonwealth spent nearly $100 million trying to vacuum it out of Canberra homes, but that program didn't extend across the border to New South Wales. Now, the first New South Wales homeowner with this insulation has decided to speak out, and he's told Di Martin it's in the roof of a block of 30 apartments.
I've got concerns for my tenant and what happens if he develops any sort of respiratory disease because of this bad stuff.
John, as he wants to be known, has also lived in his unit, one of 30 in an ageing block of flats in the New South Wales city of Queanbeyan. He says there are obvious cracks in the fascia work and the roof is not in good condition.
And if that blows out of the roof, well, there's kids in unit blocks around. There's a whole heap of other people that could be affected by it. It's not just the people in this one building that can be affected.
John has only just been notified by mail about the deadly nature of the insulation in his roof.
Yes, this is the letter that basically made me suddenly go into the, oh shit, it's really that bad. It is the worst of the worst time of asbestos. It's not something that we can ignore.
Loose, raw asbestos was touted as cheap and effective insulation. The product was called Asbestos Fluff, and the company that installed it became known as Mr. Fluffy. John says he knew there was asbestos in the roof of his unit, but he thought it was the safer and more stable bonded fibro sheeting until he read the letter.
As soon as it said Mr. Fluffy, it went from being friable asbestos, which I didn't really understand and I didn't really know about, to being Mr. Fluffy, the stuff that people have been talking about in Canberra for decades, the stuff that is really the worst of the worst of asbestos and should never have been made.
New South Wales Health Minister Gillian Skinner declined to be interviewed. The Health Department issued a statement saying the risk to human health is low if the roof cavity remains undisturbed. Here's John again.
I can't reconcile how ACT's found fibres in houses where the roof has been completely cleared of having asbestos and then it still found its way into the living areas of the house. I don't understand how that can happen in ACT, but New South Wales Health still says it's all okay.
Just half an hour's drive away in Canberra, demolitions of Mr. Fluffy homes have begun. Brianna Heseltine heads a Fluffy homeowners lobby group and says this house was supposedly cleaned up in a Commonwealth program in the late 1980s.
The asbestos was found in living areas and, most worryingly, in children's wardrobes, on children's clothes and toys. And the bulk of the assessment reports to date are showing that if there are indeed fine cracks around cornices or holes in wardrobes, we're seeing fibres released.
27 Canberra families have now left their homes, deemed unsafe to live in. And it's likely the ACT government will announce a mass demolition program and has approached the Commonwealth for help. The bill could top hundreds of millions of dollars. Chief Minister Katie Gallagher says a final decision on whether to try and further clean homes or demolish them is due within the fortnight.
We need to say what the long-term solution is. There is no reason why homeowners in 20 years should be dealing with this, nor should chief ministers in 20 years be dealing with this. We need to fix it and fix it properly.
Meanwhile, across the border in New South Wales, there is no talk of cleaning nor demolition. The basis of New South Wales in action is a 20-year-old air monitoring report. The study monitored 7 Queanbeyan homes, 6 that still had the asbestos in the ceiling. Only 2 asbestos fibres were found over a 7-week period. But the ACT Chief Minister says that study is no longer relevant. Katie Gallagher says every Canberra home cleaned by the Commonwealth was also monitored back in the early 90s and given a clean bill of health. Homes that are now so contaminated, they're being pulled down.
What we know, and I have no reason to doubt, that the homes in Queanbeyan aren't behaving exactly the same as the homes in Canberra, is that these asbestos fibres have moved. They have moved down the wall cavities, under the subfloor. I don't think you can pretend that those couple of hundred assessments which have shown the presence of asbestos, some completely contaminating a house, are wrong.
The Mr. Fluffy company began work in 1968, the same year the Gorton Coalition government was warned by its own health expert to shut Mr. Fluffy down. A report called Asbestos Hazard investigated the company and outlined the risk to the workers and the public. This report and an accompanying letter were then sent to the Secretary of the Department of Interior. Here's a reading.
The results of our investigations have disclosed what appears to be a serious exposure to asbestos dust. In view of the harmful nature of this substance, the use of asbestos fluff for the purpose of insulating should be discontinued, and less hazardous material such as rock wool, insul wool or fibreglass should be substituted. Arthur D. Spears, Acting Director, Department of Works, December the 20th, 1968.
But this advice was ignored and the report buried. The company continued to install loose asbestos insulation for another decade. This document is news to Queanbeyan Mayor Tim Overall. He is visibly shocked when informed by RN.
It's just disgraceful when you think back. It's disgraceful in hindsight. It just begs the questions. Why? What happened? Why wasn't this matter addressed at the time?
That's Tim Overall, the Mayor of Queensland, and Di Martin with that report. You can hear the full story from Di Martin on Background Briefing this Sunday morning after the news at 8.